The idea is to provide an environment for soldiers to train to operate within the confines of cities. Military officials dedicated an urban assault complex at Fort McCoy this week. Fort McCoy Commander Colonel Michael Stasik says troops have gotten their training down pretty well when it comes to normal warfare situations.
We can load up the trucks, we can go to the woods, we can do the old circle the wagon scenario and point the weapons outside real good. We got that part down. But somebody says, oh, by the way, go to the city, occupy the building, work out of the building, clear the building, move around a hostile environment that has multiple tiers looking down on you. Much, much different.
General James Blaney is the commander of Wisconsin's National Guard. Blaney says the urban assault complex is invaluable for training after the terrorist attacks of September 11th. He says the complex will be useful for law enforcement, the Army, and National Guard.
You go into a community, you don't go in there with tanks and that. You've got to go in there with light infantry. And when you do, they have to go door to door many times. And it's very important that they have some type of training of how to approach the door in the building.
The complex at Fort McCoy consists of apartment-type block buildings and environments where soldiers learn to react quickly to situations in confined areas. Blaney says this first stage of the complex at Fort McCoy was completed in record time, 14 months from conception. He says normally such a project can take 5 years. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.